Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7:14, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Gonna be clear today. Good news is September 29th, next 7 to 10 days for hurricane season. Quiet, so we'll take it. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Every Monday with Jeff Palermo is Rouse's Markets Football Monday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of LSU. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
You know, look, everybody's talking about Garrett Nussmeier. First of all, Garrett Nussmeier didn't give up. How many yards was it? 400-something what?
Well,
400, I thought I had it here, 480 yards Ole Miss had in total offense, the 84 plays. And the other thing is, Garrett Nussmeier can't explain to me how you can, I'm just going to get this out of the way first, okay, how you can consistently have three guys on the defensive line whipping five on the offensive line, because that's what happened all day long. Am I wrong?
Well, the reason why LSU's defense gave up 480 yards and Ole Miss ran so many more plays as LSU's offense couldn't stay on the field.
True.
I mean, they were 2 of 12 on third down, and a lot of it is
true
because this LSU passing game that we thought was going to be pretty prolific, a guy who threw for 4,000 yards last season, doesn't look like the same guy that we saw a year ago. And whether it's an injury, whether it's something else, I don't know what else it could be, but he's not looking like the same guy. Now, it doesn't help that Ole Miss is not terrified at all of LSU's running game, so they rush three guys and they put eight guys in coverage, and that makes it very difficult on any quarterback. So you do need that balance. You do need that threat of a running game, but this is not the quarterback that I think a lot of us thought LSU was going to see this season. And it's once again very frustrating that it seems like you have one side of the football that's good. And I know the numbers for LSU defensively in the end don't look great, but again, they weren't getting much help from their offense. And they're on the field a ton. And it just they got wore down as the game went along. Now,
well, let me just say this: at the end of the game, I was saying Garrett Nussmeier Heisman. What are you talking about? But then I got to thinking, maybe we don't know what we don't know. Maybe he's playing hurt. I don't know. You never know that. So then I tried to look at it a different way and give him the benefit of the doubt. But you can't get past three consistently beating five on the offensive line, can you?
No. And this offensive line has been a sore subject, in particular the run game. For the most part, pass blocking, LSU's offensive line, it was one of the best in the country last year and really up into this game. It's been one of the best. But why, since Brian Kelly has arrived in 2022, in 2022 and 2023 get covered up quite a bit because he had such a dynamic quarterback in Jaden Daniels who can run for a bunch of yards for you. But why this team has not been able to develop a consistent rushing attack in year four of the Brian Kelly era is just, it's perplexing. It doesn't, this was kind of what you were anticipating that he would bring to LSU as a strong run game. You had, and I think we're all kind of maybe tired of reading off the stat, but four guys on that offensive line drafted last year, but yet you struggled to run the football when it mattered. Again, you had a third and one situation in this game against Ole Miss. You try to run it right up the middle, and your running back loses a yard. We saw that at key times last year, including in the season opener against USC, and you see it again in this Ole Miss game. And it's just how – and now, granted, you had a couple injuries here. You had a starter, a freshman at right tackle in Kerryus Kern. Paul Mbenga went down with an injury during the course of the game, so you were down to your starters. And I get that. And I think if it was just one of those games where LSU didn't run the ball, you would say, okay, injuries, this and that, and you can throw out a bunch of excuses. But we've been watching this now for especially when Jaden Daniels is out there, we've been watching it for a year and a half. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to buy the excuses of guys were hurting this and that. They just can't run the football. And it's very, very frustrating, and it cost them once again. They couldn't run the football last year against Ole Miss. And Garrett Nussmeier and Aaron Anderson bailed them out on a fourth down and long to send that game into overtime. Kyron Lacy catches the touchdown pass in the end zone, bailed LSU out of that game, plus Ole Miss made a bunch of mistakes. This game, Ole Miss doesn't make any mistakes. LSU doesn't run the ball. Tommy, they only handed the ball off twice to a running back in the first half. Mm. You just can't win that way. Nope. You can't.
It's puzzling. I got to tell you, man, it's puzzling. It really is. It's maddening. It's beyond puzzling. It's maddening. So I don't know what happens with Nussmeier from this point, because if he's hurt, well, then we don't know what we don't know, right? And it's not fair to criticize him. Otherwise, I don't know what else could have gone wrong other than he's hurt. Do you?
Well, the ball just doesn't seem like it's coming out with the same kind of zip. The ball seemed like it was floating in that game against Ole Miss. It can't get the ball downfield.
And I think again, that affects his decision. If he's hurt and he can't throw it like he wants to, that's going to affect his decision-making process. That's going to go back to when he takes a snap, right?
Well, it certainly can. It certainly can. I mean, he did try to push it down the field a couple of times, and there just wasn't the confidence. And again, to the defense of Garrett Nussmeier on this, other teams don't have to worry about the run game. So they can play off the line of scrimmage. They can really make it difficult to cover up all the passing lanes and all that. So it does. So that's why you do see a lot of underneath stuff. But still, in the end, it just doesn't seem like he's zipping the ball. And Brian Kelly said when this injury first became public, it'll probably take the bye week. Now, this is – and again, when coaches start talking about injuries, I don't know if you can ever really believe them. So this isn't a criticism of Brian Kelly. They're all – it's all top secret lies.
Well, why would you not have a top secret lie, right?
Right,
why would
right.
you give your opponent information?
And the other thing, too, is, Brian Kelly is going to he's someone that's always – when somebody presents him with an issue, he always – kind of gives the positive side of it. He's a lot of times he does that. And he said, hey, once they get into the bye week, and this is the bye week, they can really let this injury heal. So he looked good against Southeastern Louisiana, but that was against Southeastern Louisiana. This was against Ole Miss.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Road, and it just didn't look right. And then Garrett Nussmeier was asked after the game, how you feeling? And he just basically said, hey, I'm not here to talk about my health and this and that. So and Brian Kelly said that he's healthy. He says what Brian Kelly said is Garrett Nussmeier's healthy, but Nussmeier's got to play better, and so does everybody else on the offense. So they got a week here to kind of figure things out. You have a South Carolina team is coming up next. They're not a really good team. It's a chance to get right, trying to bounce back. The season's not over yet. So there's time here to regroup from this loss, but they got to figure something out with this run game and maybe getting Kaden Durham back healthy. That would certainly help as well. But Durham hasn't had a great season so far to this point. But
And I don't think – you can answer this when we come back. I don't think it would have made a difference on Saturday. 7:23, yeah. Traffic now, WWL. 9:27, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jeff Palermo. Jeff, we talked before the break about Kaden Durham. He would not have made a difference on Saturday.
Well, he is LSU's best running back. Whether that might have helped a little bit, maybe they would have been more committed to the running game. That's possible. They really need, Harlan Berry shows you a couple flashes here or there, but again, it's just a lot to ask a true freshman to make that jump. Caleb Jackson had a critical drop on a pass where it looked like he could have turned up field and at least picked up a first down. That was a really disappointing play. And then Juwan Johnson is, you're trying to, I know he's been working as a running back for a year, but for most of his life, he was a quarterback, and it takes a while. So they just don't have that guy to give the ball to that. I think they feel confident that, hey, even if there's not that much of a hole here, this guy can get us 4 or 5 yards. And maybe that's part of the problem as well. So you don't want to necessarily pin it on the entire offensive line, but LSU just doesn't have that bell cow kind of a running back. And I think Kaden Durham is certainly a good running back. But we just, he had that great breakout game against South Carolina last year, and he had a couple of other nice runs a season ago, but just haven't seen enough consistency out of him to really feel like, hey, this is the guy you want to hand the ball off to 15, 20 times, and he's going to rush for at least 80 yards. I don't know if you have that confidence in him right now to do that.
I'm looking at Garrett Nussmeier's numbers throughout the season: 248 against Clemson, total yards thrown; 237 against Louisiana Tech; 220 against Florida; and then 197 against Ole Miss. That's not a trend you like to see going that way.
No, and I believe I got it in my latest story up at WWL.com. He threw for 300 yards plus in 8 of 13 games last year. Mm. So that just gives you a sense of there is something different. And the wide receiving crew is supposed to be better this year. And now, again, you lose Aaron Anderson in the second half. That was big, not having him, and we got to get a more of an update on that injury, so that's a bit of a loss as well. But you were anticipating, Chris Hilton continues. I know he had one catch, but he has not had an impact at all this season. Berrien Brown has been okay. Bauer Sharp has been, he's been good. But they're not, you're not seeing the production out of that group that you were anticipating as well. So it's, I know we came out in this interview here today, Tommy, really putting a lot of it on Garrett Nussmeier, but I'm sure there's a lot.
The only thing I would caution people is you don't know what you don't know, because if the guy's playing hurt, he might be sucking up doing the best he can. So before you start dogging him, let's wait and see how it plays out. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. We'll take a break. Come back. We'll have Bank on It, financial insight you can count on with Jason Shield, COO of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Right now, time for WWL First News.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.